In some parts of Wisconsin, hairdressers have been enlisted to help in the fight against breast cancer. And in Texas, barbers were trained to take blood pressure readings of African Americans. That group generally has higher rates of hypertension. Dr. Ronald Victor conducted the study in Dallas County. During the randomized trial, barbers in one group offered customers free blood pressure checks.
They'd wait towards the end of the haircut so that the gentleman had been sitting in the chair for a while and was relaxed, and they'd take three measurements, and they would write down the last measurement.
If blood pressure was high, customers were encouraged to see a doctor with the promise of a free haircut next time if they did so. Comparisons between customers with no intervention show they're less likely to manage their high blood pressure than those customers that barbers had talked to. Community intervention from trusted peers can prompt people to take better care of themselves, says Dr. Theodore Kochan from the Medical College of Wisconsin.
People who go to the barbershop are sort of a captive audience for about half an hour when they're in the barber's chair. And I think that's a very good time to try and reach out to folks.
Both the Institutes of Medicine, along with the Centers for Disease Control, have recommended community support to bolster traditional doctor care. The study appeared in the Archives of Internal Medicine, one of the JAMA journals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.